Lisa J here, and welcome to another episode of No Pink Spandex. It's just the three of us today. Just the three of us, you know, we just keep it lean.
Just the three of us.
We can make it if we try. So, Spy is on assignment. I don't know where he is. But today, at the time of this
Then who assigned him then?
At the time of this recording, maybe, you know what? Maybe he's at Seamus's birthday party because today is Seamus's birthday. So happy birthday, Seamus. Whoop-de-woo. You are now legal. So I don't know.
He's still a baby.
Oh, gosh. So, you know, so Seamus is, you know, getting his life. And maybe Spy was like, yo, let me get my life too. Let me go to his birthday. You know, let me just... You know, it's all West Coast, right? Just travel down and go all the day.
Yeah, sure. I thought they were in like a death struggle, though.
But then they made up, right? They came on the show. They were like, all right. I guess we can't, like, you know, take each other out. Let's just come together, you know.
The rivalry became a friendship.
There you go. And then Spy had to get that sweet, sweet cake. So there you go.
A euphemism?
Like, what? To get them cakes.
Get them cakes.
Grab them cakes.
Cake. Anywho. So, just the three of us tonight. So, we are going to continue our wonderful review of A Gentleman. But first, we have some news. Hot off the presses. So, you know, minding my business. Usually I mind my business, right? You know, I'm just going around, just minding my own, what have you. And then, early in the morning, I saw a link. Okay, I clicked on the link. And up pops up this trailer for a video game. I'm just like, wait a minute. This looks a little like Power Rangers Legacy Wars, y'all. Like,
a little bit, huh?
Looks a little bit like whatever. But then the titles were saying, like, coming to PC and console. I'm like, what? So, yes, it is called Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. The trailer leaked a little earlier than it should have. So, I imagine that a lot of people from the Lionsgate and the Hasbros were busy at work. Because, like, let me see. I saw it early. Like, it was East Coast, maybe 8, 9 o'clock. I saw it about in the morning that I saw it. So, West Coast, y'all, they probably still sleep. So then it leaked. And then later on in the day, like, the official announcement about all these Battle for the Grid situations. So, Jeremiah, where would you like to begin with this? Because they got a site, y'all. It's called battleforthegrid.com, and you can now pre-order the game
for $20. Yeah,
$19.99.
But in reality, it's $40. In reality.
Now, why do you say in reality?
Because it's always like, this is the bare bones game, but then there's your collector's edition. So you can get skins for extra characters. You can get art books. You can get season passes for new characters. But in that, again, in reality, this is Legacy Wars. Let's just be real. This is Legacy Wars taken from your phone and put on your console. And they're saying, if you liked Legacy Wars a lot, you can pay for it a second time. Because that's what you're going to need to do to get any of the good fighters, usually. That's how these games go. Yeah, I'm not 100% thrilled with this. Because, realistically speaking, the graphics on your phone are not going to look super great ported to a console or a PC. And so they would need to make tons of drastic improvements to make it a more interesting game. And based on the trailer, it doesn't look like they've done that. It looks like it's exactly what you're playing on your mobile game. And even the mechanics. Because for those who don't play Legacy Wars, it's three buttons. You know, you've got red, yellow, and blue attacks, and they all work on each other like rock, paper, scissors. And so you're just hitting those buttons. So to make this a competent fighting game, you would really have to rework the fighting system from the ground up. So,
well, let me backtrack a little bit, right? So which consoles is coming to? It's coming to PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and later on down the line, later in a later day, Steam, right?
Yeah.
So now when I heard about this news and I saw Nintendo Switch, like this is what happens to me, right? Every time that Nintendo comes out with a new handheld, and I'm just like, yep, I'm getting it. And then I get it, and I play it for 2 seconds, and then it always happens. Not even just handheld, even with the Wii. I played it for like a moment, and then it stayed there, and it's like still in the closet, and I have not touched it since. So then when the Nintendo Switch was like a buzz and a thing and what have you, I was just like, oh my gosh. This is it. This is the thing that I want. Like, this is it. And I could use it with my TV and blah, blah, blah. Like, this is it. But then I was like, nope, I am not getting it. I do this all the time. I buy the new Nintendo thing and I don't use it. Okay. So then when we've talked about Legacy Wars on the show before.
Yes.
I've always mentioned that the one thing that has kept me from playing it more is the mechanics. Like, I don't like the whole, like, yeah, just random rock, paper, scissors, you know, and you don't even get the pan of a hat. They just give you stuff, and then you just, like, you know, the strategy is like, oh, when do you play that move? Like, I don't know. I don't want that. I want Street Fighter with Power Rangers. So that's what I want. So I saw the thing, and I'm just like, oh, snap. They giving me Street Fighter with Power Rangers. Like, this is it. This is what I want. And then... And then Nintendo Switch, I'm like, oh my gosh, well, that now I have to get a Nintendo Switch now, because, like, this is me. So I think I was reading comments on our Facebook and Instagram, and I totally understand people who, like, were deep into Legacy Wars, deep, right? They played everything. They made the alliances. They did this. They paid for this, whatever. And now this is looking very similar to, and then it's on your console and PC later. But like, it's like, okay, well, like, what? How is this going to be different? Like, you were hoping for more. For me though, which I didn't invest much time at all in the Legacy Wars. I'm just like, this is me. This is me. This is me right here. So, I think with one, and then I remember, let me see here on the Facebook, because, you know, as Hasbro Lionsgate folks were getting their act together a little bit, and started creating or making their socials go live, then on the Twitter, the game said, we've seen a lot of comments on whether or not Battle for the Grid is a port from Power Rangers Legacy Wars. Truth be told, this game will feature a completely brand new battle mechanic, including different move sets from each character that we plan on adding to our game. Stay tuned for more news.
So it's a port.
That's kind of what it sounds like. It's
They avoided the question.
Yeah.
They didn't say yes, they didn't say no, they talked about the battle mechanic, which is not what people were asking about.
I just think that I highly doubt, but you just never know, child. I highly doubt that they're literally going to take Legacy Wars, put it on the console, and still give you like three options to like.
No. I mean, okay. So each character technically has 5 moves.
Okay.
And then a block. So, yeah, but everybody has the block. And then it comes up at random times. But, so, yeah, I'm sure there will be actual button inputs for each of the 5 moves, and they might even add more moves. Absolutely. The problem is that when you have a fighting game, the biggest thing about fighting games, more than anything else, is balancing.
Right.
You have to balance your characters so that, realistically speaking, most of the characters could go up against most of the other characters, and it'd be a fairly even fight that's based mostly on your skill as a player. They have never in the 2 years this game has been out, been able to properly balance things. It is still a regular thing where you will go into battle, and if you play like 10 games in a row, you're probably only going to play three different opponents because everybody picks a handful of the characters that are available because they're all so much better than some of the other characters. Yeah. And that's the thing, is if they can balance it, then this might be interesting. But otherwise, you're going to fight Korag. You're gonna fight Draken. You're gonna fight Kat from SPD. She's oddly strong. You know, like there's certain characters that people just haven't been able to figure out because they have too many juggles, so it's hard to actually get a fight off against them. And every time they release a new character, the new character's overpowered. Like the friggin' Navy Thunder Ranger is the new character, and he's too overpowered already. It's ridiculous.
So here is from Jason Bischoff, right? Mm-hmm. He says, Battle for the Grid equals new Power Rangers fighting game. Cross-platform combat. Let's see here. Not a port of Legacy Wars. No cards. No F2P. What is that? What's F2P?
Free to play.
Free to play. Okay, no free to play. DLC bonus content, new moves, new characters, new skins.
Skins are not a new character.
Yeah, actually, well, the language
new characters and new skins. Like, new characters, new skins. Like, you know, so, I mean.
It just sort of makes it sound like basically, okay, we're going to take Legacy Wars, remove some things, and then add some things. So essentially, that kind of, you know,
yes, so yeah,
it's kind of Legacy Wars, just
exactly, because when he says no cards, well, that's a given. You're not touching the screen; it's not going to be cards. That's exactly what the other tweet you said was about the battle mechanics. That's what he's saying right there with no cards. It's, well, because you have to input controls in your controller instead of tapping a screen. Well, obviously, that's the nature of the platform. So that's not really a difference. The thing, like you said, new characters. Okay, yeah, if there are characters that are only on the console release, that's technically different. But again, that's not the actual core game, and the core game is what has to be good. I don't care if you're giving me the greatest character in the world, the ones I've been looking for forever. If the gameplay mechanics suck, doesn't matter.
It seems like the most sort of honest and direct way to answer questions would be to say, like, it's not quite a new game. It's a modification of an existing game put onto a new platform so more people can play it. So for people who are waiting for console things and don't care if it greatly resembles Legacy Wars, this is for them. I don't know how many people who are like huge fans of Legacy Wars. I don't know. I don't know how much value there would be for them. You know.
I don't see a lot of crossover.
Let me see another thing. Battle for the Grid dev update. More DBZF than Marvel versus Capcom. Oh, Dragon Ball Z Fighter.
Yes.
Okay. 3v3 team combat. Not a port of Legacy Wars, no RPS mechanics. Justin Wong consulting on balance. Justin Wong, you're familiar with that person?
Yes.
Explain.
He's just a really known guy in the fighting gaming community. He's one of those people that makes a living off of playing fighting games.
I see.
Yeah. Like, he was on one of those, you know, like, during the reality TV craze, he was on one of those shows where it's like, you win a chance to develop a game, whatever, you know, he was on one of those shows. He's one of the most well-known there is.
Gotcha.
Easily.
Gotcha. Let me see. Evo 2 is a skin of Draken OG is base fighter. MMPR Pink is a skin. Base fighter, they're not saying yet. Story modes by fighter.
Well, MMPR skin would probably be a skin. They're probably going to put Ranger Slayer in there. Even though in the mobile game, they're different characters.
Mm. So here's my thing. I think that we, you know, we're like, we usually are on the ball, you know, we usually can predict well. And I'm gonna be of the camp to say, like, hey, let's wait and see, y'all. Because, I mean, let's wait and see how it's gonna really look. Because we don't even know when this trailer was really supposed to drop. You know what I mean? Like this crap got leaked and then they had to kind of get their act together. So, I don't know. Maybe this is not what they initially wanted to show. I don't know. Question mark? I don't know.
So, I will say this. Having it as a $20 game is the right thing to do. Because it is a port, no matter what they say. $20 game is fine, because most new games are like $60. So, $20, and then with a $40 season pass, that's probably about right.
And what's a season pass? I'm sorry.
It just means that, because so, like, usually what happens with games like this is they incrementally release new characters. Mm-hmm. And so when they do, you can just like, oh, here's a new character for $5. You want the new character? Cool. If you buy the season pass, you get all the characters that they're going to release in a certain amount of time.
Oh.
And usually it's going to end up being a little cheaper for you in the long run.
I see. And the season could, what, be like a year? Like what?
Usually about a year, yeah.
Okay. I see. Gotcha. Okay. I mean,
yeah, even like the WWE game does that, where it's like, here's a bunch of people from the developmental system. Is the next pack, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, and see, with Legacy Wars is like, I still play it, but the way it operates, the way it looks, all that sort of stuff, it's the type of game that I'm sitting at my desk or I'm doing my business and I'm gonna play two or three games and then I'm good for the day. You know, that's it. Just two or three games a day, whatever. I'm fine. I'm done. And to me, that's the way it plays, and that's the level of enjoyment you can get out of it. It's no different than playing like a Candy Crush. So I would be surprised if people really, really are of the mindset where they want to sit down and just play it for hours at a time, like they would a top tier fighting game. It would shock me, but I mean, if it works.
I just see this as a cool like party game. You get together with your friends, you know.
Yeah,
you guys have fun and whatever and call it a day. And for me, I'm just like, we just need, even though, let's say that like nothing changes, you know, things are pretty much the same, only that it's on a console or what have you. And it does well. Let's say it does well, right? Then it just kind of opens the door for like bigger and better games for Power Rangers, because like, you know, a lot of people who are on the socials and comments were saying that like we really wanted an open world game. We really wanted, you know, to explore different worlds, different this. Like and that I can see why people were just like a little disappointed to see that like crap, like, you know, because the mobile game came out last year, 2017, right?
Yeah, right when the movie came out.
Right. You know, so yeah, it's been 2 years and you think like okay, well maybe they'll, you know, be working on something bigger and better, something a little different. And then people are seeing that it looks like looking very similar to the mobile game. I get it. You could be disappointed. However, I just think that at the same time, you know, taking baby steps as well to say like, okay, well, you know, the mobile game was doing well. Okay. So now let's use a baby step to console. Okay. Even though it's been on console before, I mean, we understand, but in terms of like putting like real dollars and cents into developing a whole brand new game that is you roaming everywhere, you can do what, you know, choose your own adventure situation, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'll just say that for people, just temper your expectations for this game specifically. There's a reason why it looks like a port. There's a reason why it cost what it cost. I'm sure you can have a lot of nice fun with it for what it is, but don't expect this game to be at Evo is what I'm saying. It's not going to be a big competitive fighting game. It's not going to be competitive with like the Dragon Ball Z Fighters or a Street Fighter or even a Smash. It's not going to be like that. It's just going to be a fun game for what it is. So just temper your expectations to that extent. And you're right. If it does lead to something better, great. It is another thing that like irks the fans is like they make that comparison to Dragon Ball Z Fighters. Well, for many years, Dragon Ball Z had a bunch of garbage games, and then they took a few years to just develop this thing. And the game that came out is unbelievably amazing. They're constantly adding to it. It has a million and one little references to the series. It has a rich, deep story mode, all these different things. And I think that's what people want with Power Rangers. And eventually we might get it, but this is not going to be it. Mm. But it still could be fun.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, right? I mean, unless we have any other, any other comments on the video game. There is one thing that I forgot, that I kind of want to talk about, that I did not bring up in the pre-show.
Characters?
Said it again?
The characters you can pick from Tommy or Tommy or Tommy or Tommy?
So there's Jason, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's Mia, right?
Gia.
Damn it.
Let's not include Mia.
There's Gia, okay, right? There's Green Ranger Tommy, right? And there's Lord Dragon Tommy.
Uh-huh, and you can pre-order for another Tommy or another Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Which are really just skins of the two Tommies you already have, but it's still more Tommies. We need more Tommies, dang it!
Yeah.
And Legacy Wars has Black Tommy, too. So, get all the Tommies.
Lord. So, yeah. Listen, currently they have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 other characters that have little question marks that we don't know about. So, here we go.
Well, one of them is obviously Pink Ranger because there's skin as her collector's edition.
Yep. I just want them to just copy Street Fighter, yo. Like, give like 5 billion different moves for like each of the characters. Okay.
Honestly, like, yes.
Just copy it. Like, I'd like literally.
I don't know about copy. But
okay, you know what I mean.
Well,
you know what I mean.
They already have
a Hadouken for like one of these heifers. Like, so whatever. Like, let's just be real. They already copied.
Well, Legacy Wars has Street Fighter characters.
It does. No, it's true. It's true.
One thing I do want to say about Legacy Wars in general, because so it doesn't sound like I'm just taking a dump on it, is that like the actual moves look good as in the sense that they fit the characters. Like a lot of the moves actually are the moves those characters would have. Like the Thunder Ranger does a lot of lightning attacks, and what's her name? Mystic Mother. What's her name Udana. Udana acts like Sub-Zero. She has lots of freeze moves.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they do a good job of making sure that the characters feel like they're individual characters. So, hopefully they do continue that with some variety.
Although Mystic Mother is not Udana. That's a different...
Whatever! Magi Mother is what I was trying to think.
Gotcha.
Yes.
They both use the mother term for different characters. It's not fair.
The mother.
Yeah. Well, they need to stop doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, they need to stop saying she's Rita also. That's cool.
Well, what's done is done.
Yes.
We're real. So yes, again, if you like to pre-order the game, you can go to battleforthegrid.com. You can pre-order it right now.
Silver Spike Ball.
It's coming out in April 2019. Okay. So let me tell y'all. Okay. So two side jacks, but this is one slight side jack, right? So Toy Fair is coming up soon. I will be going to Toy Fair. I will be doing a couple meetings. Okay. So I will be there and all the things. If you have any particular questions or anything that you would like to glean from Toy Fair, feel free. I'm on the Instagram, so Pink Spandex. You can message me. You can email nopinkspandex@gmail.com. You can Facebook. We're facebook.com/nopinkspandex. If you would like to find out what you may not, listen, we, I don't know what's going to be announced. I have no idea, no clue, but this year's a big year. So, if you would like to know, have any questions, contact No Pink Spandex, and that'll be a thing. I bring that up to say one of the things, one of the, you know, you get a whole bunch of press releases and all of the things. One of the press releases, the Loyal Subjects, right? The Loyal Subject, they've done some Power Ranger little things, right? So they announced that their distributor, Bandai America, y'all, Bandai America ain't going nowhere. They are. They're like, listen, we need to team up with some other folks. We need to pump out some toys. So yeah. So I didn't see in the press release, I didn't see any Power Ranger related items though. So, you know, I don't want to get people's hopes up. However, if people were wondering what's going to happen to Bandai America, well, looks like they're going to be teaming up with various other toy manufacturers or toy companies or what have you. So that's a little side jag, you know what I'm saying? But the reason why I came up with this other thing that popped up was, you know, I mentioned the comment before about, you know, Power Rangers, we still kind of have to build up to like mega, like A class titles for games and that sort of thing. So Bruno, right? From MMPR Toys. Okay. Most of y'all might, you know, may have heard of him and Mia for their YouTube channel. So he recently put up a video where he said, you know, like they've been moving from the West Coast to the East Coast, and so they weren't able to output as many videos as they normally do. And so they noticed like a little dip in attention and, you know, audience, you know, going to their videos, understandably. So then, you know, they felt like, okay, well, this would be a good time to, you know, team up with a YouTube advisor that, you know, because they were eligible for one, and they've been meeting with this advisor and da 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 da. And then the last meeting that they had with this advisor was that the advisor was like, okay, listen, I want you to like stay open, just keep your mind open. And he's like, yeah, sure, you know, and you know, just try this new thing, you know, just keep your mind open. You're like, yeah, sure, yeah, well, you what do you want to suggest? The advisor was like, so yeah, yeah, your channel, so you should probably shut it down and then just start a new one. And he's like, huh? And she was like, yeah, so Power Rangers is a dying brand. Nobody's looking up Power Rangers anymore. And yeah, like, nobody really cares. So you should start a new channel.
Okay, then.
What? Okay. I have my thoughts, but what are your thoughts?
I don't understand.
Hasn't it been dying for 20 years?
Right, quote unquote dying, right? Like, and if, particularly now in the recent years, like, there's been like this surge of new Power Ranger related media and other items. I'm confused as to how now it's a dying, like, what is it? I mean, okay. Like, where does this come from?
But like, that's the thing they do. Like, Power Rangers is your jam. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. What are they supposed to do?
And for those who may not know what their channel is about, so Bruno and Mia, they review toys and, you know, certain Power Rangers merchandise, and they do I want to say skits, but like they do put on these skits where like they with the toys and they do like special effects and certain, like, so they do like the new certain things on their channel. But it's toy centric, right? And it's Power Rangers toy centric, right? So when I watched the video, And Bruno has also mentioned this on his own Facebook, but I don't think that's public, so, you know, I won't go into that detail. I'll just talk about the video. I'm just like, in my head, I'm just like, hold on. First off, I will have to say, I was not surprised to hear that this advisor said this to him, to them, because when I initially was going to YouTube for, you know, some classes and things, and then they would have different events where you would network and meet different people and that sort of thing. There was one event where the creators, us, would go and meet with advertisers. And so then you would go and, let's say if you were in beauty, then like a YouTube person would like link you up with advertisers who would be interested in beauty. And then, or if you were a gamer, then they would link you up with da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So I entered in. Everybody's buzzing. All right. So I go up to a YouTube employee. I'm just like, okay. They're like, oh, wait, what's your name? Okay. What's your channel? And, oh, what's your channel about? I'm like, Power Rangers. And they're like, Okay, yeah, so just mingle around, you know, just, they didn't know what to do with me. Nothing. They didn't know anything. Okay? They didn't know what to do. And, you know, that was, gosh, we're 2019 now, so maybe 2014, 2015, maybe around there, that, you know, I went to this event. So, again, I wasn't new to YouTube, but like, you know, I'm trying to like gain momentum, but compared to the knowledge that I know now, and compared to the knowledge I know now about like what different ways that you can link up with advertisers and stuff like that, I'm just like, oh wow, like you really did not help me at all. Like, now there are things that I can do where, like, yes, like, I know my demographic, I know my audience, I know what they like, I know my audience. So, like, there are certain things where I'm just like, yeah, I can go to this, that, and the third. But, oh my gosh, you guys are supposed to be the experts, and y'all couldn't help me, period.
Yeah, you're saying these people did not know your audience, even though they kind of made themselves look like they were the people, you know, to go to consult.
Yes. Yes, and I'm and my thing is just that. So if you weren't in beauty, video games, if you weren't like sketch, whatever, like if you weren't in like three or four different categories that they can put you in a box and be like, all right, you can go to that advertiser. They didn't know what to do with you, period. Mm-hmm. So you know, like to me, it is so. It is so asinine for that advisor. That advisor, who gets paid, by the way, paid to advise people on how to improve and to grow the channel that you currently have. Paid! And then you want to tell these people who, this is their living, this is their livelihood, this is what they make money on. And they were able to buy a house on this. They're living, and you're going to tell these people, oh, by the way, just shut down your channel. Like, regardless if it was Power Rangers or not. Let's just take Power Rangers out of it. Shut down your channel and start a new one. What kind of freaking advice is that? It is so YouTube, y'all need to get y'all act together for real. Like, honest to Jesus. Like, I don't know who y'all have for these advisors. I don't know who y'all hired or what have you. But y'all need to get some people who actually know pop culture and who actually know. Like, if you did not know Advisor Lady, this year is the biggest. I mean, freaking it could be the biggest year for Power Rangers. Because, like, everybody who is in our, you know, not only in our niche, but like on the periphery, is looking at what Hasbro's gonna do with Power Rangers. Everybody. So you mean to tell me, like, yeah, no, shut down your channel at the busiest, could be the busiest time. The busiest time. Wow. So Bruno and Mia, listen, if y'all need some, you know, you need to get some real advice. Okay, you can roll on to No Pink Spanners. Okay, all right, you just come on here. We help you out, child. Girl, bye. Cause don't be listening to no YouTube lady. Girl, bye. anybody got time? So, yeah. But I just found it hilarious that, like, the lady was like, yo, Power Rangers is a dying brand. Nobody's looking for it. Nobody's searching for it. I'm like, all right, lady. All right. So I bring this up to say that even though I don't agree with this YouTube lady, we have to tell the listeners of the show and other people who love Power Rangers, listen, we still have a mountain to climb. We still do. You know, like, we ain't in, like, the basement no more. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, people are just, like, making fun of us for liking Power Rangers. We're not there. We're not there. Because now we, you know, it's getting up there where, like, people are like, yo, that's my jam, MMPR. I mean, okay, fine. So, like, we in the mainstream. Now we have to climb up so, like, we can be, you know, the top tiers. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Wonder Woman's and the Batman's and the Spider-Man's and all those things. So we just gotta make sure that we're not going to outpace ourselves. We have to build on it. So I'm just putting that out there. Okay. All right. I got that off my chest. Cause child, YouTube, y'all need to get y'all together. Anyway, are we ready to talk about Jetman?
Jetoman.
Yeah. So we are going to be covering episodes 3, 4, and 5 of Jetman. I have to say, right, that episode 3 got me a little worried. I was just like, worried?
Really? I thought 4 was the one that got me worried. I love 3 and 5.
Then 4 and 5.
Well, 4 is kind of problematic.
I mean, no, listen, there were problematic things throughout, right? I mean, well, yes.
I mean, absolutely.
But you know, I mean, so. I was just like, ooh, oh, gosh. okay, so.
Did you say that? Did you just do that?
It's 1991.
So, let's go over episode 3, y'all. What is it? Was it called The Power of 5?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. This is the episode where they are telling Guy, listen, come back. We need you. We need you to be a part of the team. But all of them couldn't do that. It just had to be Ryu. Like, just had to be him for some reason.
Yeah, the guy he doesn't like. He's the one we need to send after him.
Right, to convince. Yeah. Of course.
Well, he doesn't need the extra training that, like, the badass commander chick.
Yeah, let's start with her. She's whooping on fools.
She's amazing.
You know, so what's his name? Troy has a thing for water bottles. She has a thing for beer bottles.
Shattering glass bottles with her bare hands. Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Impressive.
And then the three amigos, tell me their names again. Oh gosh.
Kaori is the rich girl.
Okay.
Raita is the dude, big dude.
Okay.
And Akko is the little Akko.
Okay, got you. So yeah, so all of them are just like, listen, we don't want to do this. We could go like find Guy, like, let's do that though. Can we do that? And Commander's like, no, y'all suck. Y'all need to train. Okay, you need to stay here. It was cute. It was a cute little thing. It just seemed like. I know that Guy is supposed to, like, be like, no, I'm not gonna join the team, man, I'm gonna think about myself. But there wasn't anything for me that would show that he needed to be by himself. Like, I just, like, there was no, like, is he by himself because he's scared, or is he by himself because, I mean, there was, like, it was just like, I'm gonna be by myself, I don't like you. And Ryu's like, no, join the team. Teamwork, yay. Come together.
I think that's one of the things you'll notice with this series is that you get that a lot in Sentai where you're like, boy, they need to give me more of this character, explain why they're doing what they do. And then a lot of times it never happens. But I feel like as someone who's watched this series before, and granted it was quite a few years ago, they do come back to it a lot, and they slowly but surely give you more of the backstory and tell you why the person has the attitude that they do. So at this point in time, you're right, they are just scratching the surface of him, which can leave you wanting more, but I do think you'll get that eventually.
Like, homeboy, Ryu is getting attacked by monsters and being, like, hung and all this sort of foolishness, and he's like, nope, I'm good, bye. Like,
isn't it amazing?
Like, at some point, it's a little unbelievable. It's a little bit like, okay, he's still a human being. There's a heart in there somewhere. At least try. And at least, like, be like, okay, if he tried and, like, it was too hard, he's like, nah, man, I'm sorry, man, I gotta go.
And just leave him. No, it's good when he's an irredeemable douche at the beginning.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like that because it's not the same as everybody else who would have essentially made that call that you just said, Lisa, where it's just like automatic, because they're rangers, we just expect them basically to be like, oh, you're in danger, okay, I'll forget about my thing that I just said and save you anyway because I'm just that good of a person.
Or just a human being.
At this point, you just think maybe guy just isn't.
Or just a human being. Like, a human being's like, I see this person in danger. Ooh, like, the danger look. At the very least, be like, ooh, man, that looks a little, like, that's too hard for me to, okay, let me go. Like, something. Don't be just like,
not every human being is like that, though. A lot of people would be 100% for themselves. Like, yeah, it happens in the real world.
That's actually more like the humans I'm familiar with than, like, what you often see on TV, which is these very dutiful, you know, do what you might expect them to because TV trains you to expect it kind of people who just, okay, you're in trouble, I'll save you because I just have to. But here, a guy's like, no, I don't have to. Bye. Like, which is terrible, but I feel like that maybe that's intentional. Like, we're not supposed to look at him and be like, oh, he's such a great guy. We're supposed to think that's reprehensible. We need to, you know.
I get not making him look like a good guy. I get that. It's just to the extent that they went, I'm just like, there could have been a little bit of nuance in there. You know what I'm saying? Be like, you know, with the second episode where, like, he's like, all right, I'll help y'all. But, like, I'm not going to stick around with y'all, though. I'm out. Like, I believed. I'm like, fine. Completely believe. This one was just like, man, so, like, I helped you before, but, like, I don't feel like helping you again. Like, I don't know. Like, at least say something. Just, like, instead of just, like, bye. Like, it's just so horrible.
I think it also sells the fact from the very first episode that literally 4 of these 5 Rangers were completely chosen at random. There was nothing behind it. There was no, I think you have a good heart. None of that crap whatsoever. It was 100% 4 completely random people. And so, yeah, one of those 4 might be a completely irredeemable, massive douche to a certain extent. Chances are there's a lot of people in the world that are jerks that's going to happen. You're not going to get great people. Heck, the Blue Ranger just wants to get paid. Like, that's her thing. You know, like, everybody has their own motivations. And I think the fact that you're not, that you have a character that is going to take a long, long time for you to have a genuine reason to like them is a good thing, especially when you juxtapose it with a Red Ranger who is just the most bland, goody two shoes, Captain America, Superman type of guy.
I never said that taking a long time is a bad thing. I didn't say that. I'm just saying there's different ways of showing how you can be a not great person. And I think that they did a better job with it in the second episode than in this episode. That's it. That's all. Right. Take your time. Take as long as you want, child. Because, you know, episode 4 and 5, child. Like, Mr. Guy is trying to be up on Kaori. Be like, yo, what's up, girl? What's up? And he mad, though. He was mad. Like, well, yeah, I mean, you have a right to be mad, bro. You have a right. So I get it. Be like, be a douche, but, like, you know, this one particular thing, I'm like, ooh.
See, I like it because I've seen so many different Super Sentais over the years, and anytime they take a character and try to make them like the bad boy or whatever, you can see the heart of gold from a mile away. Like, you can always see, like, oh, this is why they're really good, blah, blah, blah. They're going to eventually get to that point. And, like, they're really doing the hard sell on him, which makes him stand out a lot from the pack. Heck, the beginning of the episode, what's it? He's, like, perving on a cop.
Yep.
And that then was legitimately gross.
That right? was, like, legit. Like, legit. Like, I was just not.
Yeah. Yeah, he's perving on a female cop at the stoplight because of her short skirt. And then he just runs the red light so she'll chase him and talk to him. Like, the dude's insane. The dude is straight up insane. And yeah, it's wrong on every conceivable level, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah, and then the girl... I was a little just like, okay, I get that we're trying to make him look a certain way, but like,
see, the thing that actually stood out to me that annoyed me was the whole, was at the end when she's like, am I really that pretty? Like,
yeah, oh, yes. No, that just pissed me off. I'm just like, really, like, you have a right to be mad.
Yeah.
Be mad. That's it.
Go slap some cuffs on this dude. And like
for real.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, yeah. No, that, I was literally uncomfortable. I'm like, why am I looking at this woman's skirt? Like, why am I doing, like... What, like, you can't do upskirts, so let's just, you know, like, why am I doing this? Like, okay, y'all. So maybe, anyway.
Again, this is the same, Super Sentai is the same thing, where 2 years after this, you have a sixth ranger who's a small boy that likes to create wind gusts to blow up girls' skirts. So.
Yes. Although, in his case, he at least has, like, an excuse to be immature, because he literally is, whereas Guy is a full-grown man and should know better, but.
True.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, Guy's just great. So
he's fun.
But the whole thing of trying to get Guy on the team, and listen, Ryu is not my favorite. I mean, he's whatevs, like, it's fine.
He works in conjunction with the others, I think.
But however, comma, homeboy is like, listen. And so here's my question actually to you guys. It was odd when the monster was attacking and stuff, like, none of them ever morphed at all. Just none of them morphed. There was no morphing until Guy joined the team and then they all morphed. Why?
I think that was definitely more common back in the day. A lot more unmorphed fight scenes were definitely a more common thing. You're right, it is weird that they don't do it, but I mean, we said that when we watched Power Rangers, right, where they would have these massive long putty fights, and it's like, oh, okay, now we can morph.
And it's... Yeah, but I mean, it just seemed as if like they wanted to put across that, like, man, like, we can't morph unless all five of us are here. I was like, no, but y'all done it before, so like, just like, okay, fine, show your unmorph scenes, fight scenes, which is cool, this is fine, but then at some point, like, you, the monster, the actual monster shows up, so then morph. Like, this is the time. So why are you trying?
Yeah,
to, you
know? I think especially early in a series, I think they really want to get you to identify with the faces as well, of the actors. I think it wasn't really until later on, more current series, where it was really like, let's immediately show you the morph suits all the time. Let's immediately show you the mecha all the time, all that sort of stuff. Like, this is still back in the day when they take a much more relaxed approach to it, and it doesn't feel as much like a toy commercial. Because, I mean, we've watched 5 episodes and we still haven't seen the Megazord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I think there's, yeah, it is. I always think it's good when they take some time and actually make you earn stuff. That's the biggest problem nowadays. Like, I think it started, I would say, around Gal Ranger, when they, where it was like, you know, by the time you're 5 episodes in, you've had the Megazord and you've already had like 2 or 3 auxiliary Zords show up. And it's like, really? Yeah. Okay. Can we stop all of the new merchandise?
It's like, wait, you asked for more merchandise? Let's go. Push it on to you. No, I get it. And I like how they're pacing it out. It just seemed like that particular moment, I'm just like, you guys have morphed before without all of y'all being there. So, like, just show a little bit and then still try to get guy on the team, whatever, and then you guys want to all morph together. That's great. But I think that's what it really was, is that they wanted to wait for guy to show up so that they all, that they're morphing together as a team. I'm like, okay, well, you know, but
so sweet.
But okay, but then, so like the monster itself.
Okay, I want to say I love the faucet that comes and grabs you and strangles you, and then it like absorbs you, and then like drips your blood out of it.
Right,
like that's amazing. Like, that's pure like horror movie like goodness, right? Like, and horrify, like legitimately horrify, like your blood is now going to be in the faucet. They're going to drink, and like the part where dude goes to get a drink of water and the blood comes out, like come on, that's horrific. Yeah,
that's yeah no,
it's
like
not, it's something you expect on, you know, no Power Rangers.
Well, no. Again, it's another thing. Back in the days, having the bad guys kill people was a pretty on-the-reg thing. Like, I remember watching the very first episode of Go Ranger, the very first Sentai episode ever, and it starts with, like, the bad guys attacking all these military bases and just mowing people down by the dozen. Like, just everybody gets killed. You know, it wasn't until more modern days when it's like, hey, we're the bad guys. Our job is to take your fear or some nonsense like that.
Take your tears and fill it up and whatever. Yeah.
We're trying to fill up the river with your crying. Like, what? Okay. That's not very threatening.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And so then this faucet monster strangles you first so that it can eat you. And then... and then, like, and then your blood comes out. Like, I just, you know. Yes.
You mean a hose comes towards you and you very obviously grab it and wrap it around your own neck.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that was the, the later scene. The yellow.
Yeah, Raita was the one who did it super obviously.
Yep. Yep. I mean, and then Ryu, I mean, he was obviously, like, holding on to it while talking to guy, but like, hey, listen, you can join the team, I believe in you, I'm choking myself, look at me, I'm in trouble. Like, I mean, like, you can, I get it, it's the early 90s, it's a thing. But
that's just classic like Toku acting right there. There's a thing that's choking me, but it's really just me moving slightly from side to side. While I have time to like make like this moving speech, and, like
of course.
The bad guys just patiently wait for you to
just waiting for you to just have your monologue.
No, it's fine. Just go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, we're here.
I'll wait.
Oh goodness gracious! But you know, guy did end up coming back to help out the team. You know, because he just felt all types of guilty just leaving them in the lurch.
Well, so. I wonder how long they were struggling, because it's like, we're in a quarry, guy drives off, and then you see him on like in like a shipping yard, and he's remembering it in his head what Ryu said, and then he's back in the quarry all in like 5 seconds. And I'm like, are you fast, or I don't know how far you went, or how long Ryu's been standing there getting choked. Like, it's been a long time for you to have that epiphany.
3 days, yeah. That's the timeline on the show sometimes is a little, like, in the next episode it really confused me for a second. With the whole getting married suddenly out of nowhere while people are fighting.
Don't, we'll get to that. but yes. Guy, he goes back, he's like, yep, I'm gonna help y'all, I'm gonna join the team, whoop-de-woo. They morph, they do their thing, whoop-de-woo. Then go team go, right? Right? Anything else that was part of episode 3 that jumped out at y'all? Anything about the villains in particular?
The villains, they all kind of showed themselves together. I think that's the first time we saw them all. Confrontation.
Yeah, I like the little face-off, even though it was with the bad special effects, where it's like, we're translucent! Woo!
Classic.
Yes.
Yes, man. And then, like, stay tuned for episode 4, where Kari gets married. Okay, so 4 and 5, right? They went together, right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of, yeah.
I mean, it literally was to be continued.
Like, going into this. I mean, they're all technically.
Yeah, I mean, they made it look like at the end of 4 that it was like, oh, we're in some sort of peril, but then the next episode, it's like, oh, we're already back in the base. It's cool. So, but yeah, yeah, it's the same. It's the same basic story about Kaori doubting herself.
So, so Kaori, right? They are doing their little training in their flying machines, and everybody is having a good old time. They're testing out their new toys, and Kaori's just not in it. She's not feeling it. She's scared. She's this. She's that. All that other thing. She has a little harder landing than the rest. And when they get back to the base, Kaori's like, yeah, so like, do I have to do this? Like, I don't really need to do this, right? Because I don't like it, so I don't have to, you know, I can just be exempt from like special training, right? That's the thing, yeah. Like, girl, where are you coming from? Like, what's wrong with you?
Can I just say that when they were practicing their special attacks and then they use them later, I'm like, I love how it's like, I have lasers. I have lasers. I have a giant rock I throw on you. So I have this thing where my wings come off the plane and I just start crashing.
Oh, yeah.
While the wings go attack the monster. And then mm-hmm. they come back at the last second and reattach so I can pull out.
Yeah.
Like, that's an awful attack. Horrifying. Like, why? You poor thing. They make the youngest one on the team. Oh, here's your crash attack. Great. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Safe. Kamikaze attack. Woo. Yeah. That's exactly what we want to do for Japanese people. Yep.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thing.
It's just to me that Kaori, while I appreciate her being honest, what did you guys think of the whole exchange with her and Ryu and all the other things?
It's tough with her character because I understand the notion of you don't want to see the female character who just acts like, you know, oh, I can't do anything. Oh, I need the guys to do it for me, blah, 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 that sort of thing. But at the same time, like, she's this type of person where she's never experienced the real world at all. She has been sheltered her entire life. So she has these ideas that she wants to do great, amazing things, you know, and be this hero. And that's fantastic. But now that it's, you know, slapping her in the face, I can understand why she would be very doubtful in the long run and why her immediate reaction is when her old life comes back to her, she jumps to it for protection. You know, like she's like, okay, you know what? This is what I'm safe with. This is what I'm comfortable with. I'll go back to this. My biggest thing with this episode specifically, because it doesn't really come back in the next episode, is that when her, you know, betrothed fiance comes back, that they paint him at, this is what you're talking about earlier about making like guy irredeemable. Like they paint this guy as just the most selfish,
evil,
awful, evil human being in the world. So that her choice is 1,000,000,000% obvious. Like they don't even make it like where it's something where she actually has to be like, oh, it's a nice guy, you know, but I should fight, you know, like it's not even that. It's just like, oh, he's the worst. He wants to see these people die because they're not rich, you know.
At first, it was just like, oh, okay, yeah, he's laughing in her face because he's like, really though, like I probably laugh in her face too. I'm like, really, like okay, like all right, you want to be a warrior?
Warrior,
okay, girl, you better take this ring. You better marry me, girl. Come on now. So I was like, I could understand, like, all right, they're giving him a little, you know, insensitivity, but like, he's like, come on now, marry. Let's just do this thing. Mm-hmm. But then it got to the point where it was just like, She was like, no, maybe we can, like, put this off. Because this is going into episode 5. Like, maybe we can just put this off, you know? Like, just, you know, like, because I need to go help my friends. And he's like, well, I don't care if people die. Like, okay. It just went way left. Way left. I'm just like, come on, you guys. Like, nah. That's not
I mean, I don't know if it comes. I mean, it's meant to be a little surprising, yes. But I feel like that is kind of who he is from the beginning. Especially with that line, which was translated as "We are the chosen ones," which is just an interesting thing to say. But the idea to me, this is a comment on, I guess, class and wealth, and the idea of feeling superior to the lesser. You know, these people who have less than you, right? And Kaori would be an example of someone who would make a different choice from somebody like Suichiro, who is the guy that she's apparently supposed to marry, who just doesn't care. Like, she always cared. It was just a question of, can she sort of rise above the conditioning of a spoiled rich girl that she was sort of raised on? And of course, because he's so terrible, and she's just been exposed to these great examples of people who are going to go out and fight and do stuff for reasons other than just themselves, like, it's an easy choice to say, no, I'm not going to, I'm not going to listen to you and say that they don't matter. I'm going to reject you and then go find my friends or my teammates or whatever. I'm not necessarily bothered by that.
This dude is ready for the purge.
Like, I mean, because it was so, it's feared so far down to like, yo, I don't care about nobody else. At the very least, like, it didn't come off to me as like, all right, well, you know, like, you know, you don't really, you're not really a fighter person and you might actually die. And like, you know, if you die, then, like, you won't be able to live out your destiny as being a chosen one or something or whatever. Something to the effect of, like, not as evil, but still selfish, you know? But, like, it was as if he's like, people die? Whatever, it's fine. Some people have to die anyway. Who cares about them? Marry me, right? Like, come on, girl.
I would have just liked to see him actually show that he cares about her as an individual. Like, just...
That's the thing. I don't think he did.
He does. Really. He doesn't. He
yeah,
doesn't.
And I'm, you know, just something that would actually make her choice a choice. You know, like, when you make him so unbelievably evil that, like I'd rather.
Well, I don't think she knew that though until that moment.
True.
We all didn't know that until that.
Well, you know, I mean, like, give him something that she's like, oh, maybe I could do that. You know, something that's like, I don't know, man. It's just like. But
his very first scene was to flatter the hell out of her with 50 billion flowers, right? And you saw her reaction. It was very, you know, stereotypical, but like, you know, she loved that attention, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's not like you could see that she could see a glistening bright future, you know, for herself with this mm-hmm. person. But then when he says at the end, it's just like, well, I can't roll with this. Like,
and really, she wasn't even 100% gonna go through with it that soon until Ryu was just like, you just a princess, why you acting like just a princess, you need to man up, you know what I'm saying, you need to man up and get what's up, and you're like, and she's just like, all right, you know what, I am a princess. And you know what I'll do? I'm gonna get married. And you know what? Bye. Like, I'm done. Like, yeah. Ryu didn't know was not helping. Child was not helping. Okay? In that first half, of course. So then the wrinkle, right? The wrinkle. When she decides, like, listen, I'm gonna go back to the team. I ain't gonna marry this dude. I'm good. Like, whoa, whoop-de-whoop. And the girl is like losing her legs, like feeling her legs or something. I don't know, whatever. And all through the time, right? It's pretty much has been, okay, sure. Like, she's trying to muster herself to, like, you know, get back to working with the team. And she doesn't want her being paralyzed to, like, keep her back from helping out the team. And, you know, Ryu helps a little bit. You know, it's like, well, let her do it on her own. Let her be on her own, whatever. But from that point on, Guy was with her. Guy was helping her out. Guy. And all she could be like is, well, you know, Ryu. And Ryu did this. And Ryu. Oh, yo, I wanted to punch her in the face.
Oh, so you're gonna love Jetman, by the way.
Oh my gosh, like, yo, like, yeah. My god, like, I get the whole notion of wanting to aspire to a person and you look up to a person or whatever, right? Mm. But homeboy Guy rescued you from a train, then one of the major villains or whatever who likes to also smoke or whatever is after them, trying to kill them and all them things, and Guy is pushing you along, trying to, like, yo, Guy is doing all this stuff, and then you just gonna bring up Ryu in it, like really, like, dang, like, girl, oh, I felt for Guy, man, I did, like, Kairi, like, you made one bad mistake, and now you're trying to, like, overcompensate, and ain't nobody got time for your foolishness. Like, you need to look at Guy in the face and be like, listen, I thank you for what you've done for me. Nah, at the end, she's just going to be like, oh, thank you, Ryu. I could not have done this without you. I'm like, what?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep, you're where I was a long time ago in the Kairi making decisions between Ryu and Guy. It's definitely a thread that's going to continue. I'll just say that.
Shush. I kind of wish that she would talk less about the dudes in her life in general, regardless of anything, really. Like,
yeah,
why couldn't she be inspired by the freaking commander, who's, like, amazing? And, like, I just I don't know.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you talked about that the bad guy Gray. I love him. He's amazing. Like, I just love that he's, like, he's sitting there, he's smoking his cigars, he's drinking his wine, he's listening to his records, he's walking upside down.
He's clearly a cultured individual.
Right? Yes. Well, that's the thing, is, like, the other three bad guys are a billion times more emotional than the robot, who's, like, just, but he's still very calm, and he's just, like, chilling, and he's just doing his thing. Like, he is fun. I like him.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of the villains, which I forgot to mention. So, back in...
They're in competition.
Back in episode 3. All in competition. In the 3, 4, 5, whatever, in competition. So then, Ryu, you know, when he was trying to, you know, fight his way and do this thing, whatever. Then all of a sudden, one of these other situations, villains come up. And he's fighting. Then he gets a closer look of her, and he's like, oh, "Is this Rie? Is this her?"
That wasn't the last episode, actually.
Is this last? Oh, that was the last episode. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because three just ended with the stare down.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that was the very last episode. Although even at the stare down, I'm like, can he not see? Can he?
Maybe the translucent situation. Right, yeah, that's what
I was like waiting for it. Like, where are you gonna?
Yeah, he had to get like but he couldn't see her face underneath that big mushroom top she's got going on.
Well, right, that's understandable. That's a hideous.
Yeah, she's got a bad outfit. It's just bad.
Well, the top, her headgear is not great.
Well, I mean, the robot's the only one that looks cool. Let's be real. He's the only one that looks cool because you got a little kid who's being all creepy. And then you got Makeup Man. It's just,
yeah.
The robot's the cool one. Even the foot soldiers look cooler than most of the generals.
Oh yeah.
So. Oh gosh. Ryu's is like, oh snap! This is my long lost love. Wait, but it can't be because she's evil. But like, how? But what? I didn't think they were gonna acknowledge it so soon.
Well,
I'm so glad. Yes, I'm so glad that they.
Yeah, you can't do Superman. She's got the same face. Like, you can't have him not notice. You can't have to wait for a comment to be said. He just needs to look at her face clearly and be like, "Oh, that's the same person. Just she's got a mushroom head, but same person." Yeah. So. Yeah, acknowledging it early is good.
Yep. And so Kaori gets her legs back, does her like Super Mario jump over the thing. And she kicks her in the face. That was excellent. I love that.
Yeah, because she's just like, uh-uh, this my man.
Yeah, you died. He's mine now.
Basically.
Anybody got time for your foolishness? I don't know why he looking at you so hard. Like, I don't understand what's going on. This is my man. So. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They have not gotten their Megazord yet.
No, I was expecting it in this one, but nope.
Still. Yeah, they did it. They did their little formation like they do in like Time Ranger, where the five of them combine into a bigger plane. But it's still, and they get into the MMPR cockpit.
This is very oh God, what is that show? Gotcha Man, that's it. Which is the five superheroes that are bird themed. In a big plane that flies through things with like a phoenix flame attack. It's basically the same thing.
Well, heck, I mean, like, after Jetman ends, there's actually a follow-up manga, and they redesign the costumes, and they look even more like Gotcha Man. Like, the faces are showing.
Oh my god, wow.
Yeah, like, it's a billion times Gotcha Man in every single conceivable way.
Gotcha man. So the other thing I wanted to bring up was about the actual monster. You know, would break up roads and all of this foolishness. Okay, so
these plans are fun.
So oh my gosh. So I understand like destruction and blah blah blah, but like
mass death.
Like yeah. My gosh. Like just uprooting the roads like they are fruit roll-ups. Like, it's nothing. Nothing.
It's a tasty afternoon treat.
This is not just like, mom, going through the city and like, no, like, people dying.
Yeah. Old school Sentai, get used to it.
Like buildings blowing up and all of the things, like, okay, yes, there's buildings blown up before, but like, fudge, like the roads, them, like the poor roads. And then of course you can see the little toy cars, right? So they're just flying all over the place.
Like, I mean, you could do it like it's Dragon Ball Z editing and just be like, it's Sunday, nobody was in those buildings.
Nobody was in those cars on the freeway.
I can see their parachutes.
They ejected. You know, that's fine.
Oh my gosh! Original Dragon Ball Z was amazing. The editing for the American version—it's so good, so good.
I'll have to send you to the next dimension.
I'm gonna go drink myself a frothy glass of water.
Yes. So yeah, it is so brutal. Like it's so, like it's really like, okay, wow, this is major destruction for like a fourth episode. Like, what is going on? It's just like, nope, that's not, I'm not gonna ratchet this down. Nope, not at all.
I like it though, because it's like, ooh. Now like you see what it means for them to actually get a win. Like,
yeah,
they stop actual death.
Villains are actually threatening. Shocker.
Yeah.
Good times.
I'm trying to think of anything else in the episode.
I just love Ryu and his Ingress jacket that says Posh Boy on it. I'm a Posh Boy. and he's like, I'm going to go to the bar and get myself some hot milk.
Ooh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, really warm milk. Yep.
What a loser.
I think Guy needs to rough him up a little bit, just a little bit. Well, that's not when
you shoot pool balls at him.
That he catches oh so perfectly.
I loved it. Well, he does have super strength, whatever.
Yeah, because he has them birdonic waves. You don't mess with them birdonic waves.
Yes, so he really is Captain America in almost every possible way. Captain Japan.
Battle Japan.
Battle Fever Japan. Hey. So yeah, like I think that in three episodes, they made me feel something. Like they've turned the tide with me with two characters. Like they flippity dude. It's like, so at first guy, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like what are they doing? Like this is ridiculous. Whatever, blah 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 blah. And then they made me feel sorry for the man in episode 5. It just made me feel completely sorry. I'm just like rooting for him. I'm like, what? And then with Kaori, I'm just like, oh look, you know what? She's a little cute. She's a little, you know, heart of the team or whatever. And then homegirl is just like, like a wooden punch in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just did not know that this would happen to me. But two characters so quickly.
Isn't it cool? So quickly. Isn't it cool that you flipped on two characters and in completely different ways? Like, you're feeling things for characters in a Sentai. It's been so long since a Sentai has made me feel that way. So it's good. You know, even if your feelings are negative now for her, at least it made you change your mind, you know, and see a character in a different way. And you know, they're going to do the same thing with the other two, you know, they're going to do it. So like there's layers here and, you know, there's stuff to reveal and all this good stuff.
Yep.
I think that we need to see a little bit more about Commander. Just a smidge.
Yeah.
A smidge, you know? It doesn't have to be heavy-handed. It just needs to be like, okay, we saw her kick butt, cool, but like what outside of her being Commander? Like what's her life? Or, you know, like if she really doesn't have a life and she's like stuck doing that and, you know, something. Like just a little bit.
Yeah. I'm excited to keep rewatching this because, like, yes, I've seen it before, but it was a long time ago, and it was with really bad fan subs. So, it's still, in a lot of ways, it's still kind of newish to me. Like, I know the general beats of the entire series, like what happens when, but all the little different details are gone from my mind, so it's good.
And you, too, can catch up with Jetman from Shout Factory. So you can just pick up yourself a copy. Get it from Amazon. You can get it from ShyRider.com. You can pick it up at your online retailer of choice. Probably only those two. But you can pick it up. There you go.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. Jetman's a very, very good series.
Yeah.
And it's still weird to look at that cockpit. It's still messing with my head. I'm like you're in the wrong show.
This is in the wrong show.
Even though you had it first, technically, you're in the wrong show.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, yeah, I didn't know that Jetman was going to be a thing. I was just like, oh, okay, I'll watch a few episodes and then, all right, I'll stop. I mean, not necessarily because I hate it or anything or whatever. I just, you know, I usually just fall off and it's fine. But no, this time I'm just like, oh, you know what? I need to see what happens with these people. I need to see if I'm going to have rage for other characters. Like, what's going on? So, I'm glad. I'm glad that we're doing this on this show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even as somebody who watches every single Super Sentai, like, as it airs, it has been a long time where I've been like, I need to watch this every week when it comes out. Like, it just doesn't have the magic that it used to. I'm sitting here with four episodes of Lupin Ranger that are downloaded, and I haven't watched
you
them.
You mean you went to Japan
that my friend gave me.
Right.
From the official release.
I mean...
Like, we actually, are, like... yes.
This is 2019. Like, even if we were in Japan, we could still have waited to watch the episodes. Like,
yeah, I streamed it legally something. I don't know. I'm not going to keep this up. But no, like, I still have, like, and we're almost, and the series is, like, at its end, which would be the time where you would be picking it up stronger than ever, but I'm like, no, I still got four episodes sitting here, and it's not a bad series at all. Like, it's not bad, but, like, it just hasn't caught my attention. Like, the last series that really caught my attention and made me want to watch it every single week was GoBusters.
Yeah.
And that's now, like, 7-8 years ago. So, yeah.
And we're just now seeing an adaptation, which I don't expect to be great. I'm open to see what it will be like. But, yeah.
Do you want the Red Ranger to have an aversion to chickens?
You know what? You know what? Yes. Why? Because he's black. And that would be funny. Just say.
Please.
Oh, no. Okay.
Don't even. Oh, my God. It's a minefield.
Oh, man. I am not even going to comment. This is not my territory.
Why?
Good night. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done.
Yep. That's it.